Unit 9. What's happening to Japanese manufacturers? Just after World War II, Japan was struggling. In those days, the phrase made in Japan had a special meaning. If you bought something and it broke right away, people would smirk and say, "Oh, it must be made in Japan." Japanese companies couldn't afford high-quality materials to make their products because Japan was so poor. After a lot of very hard work, the meaning gradually changed. Japanese goods began to get better and better. Now, if a product is made in Japan, everyone thinks of high quality. The impression many foreigners have is that Japan produces some of the best high-technology products in the world. And so, through the great efforts of the two or three generations of Japanese working after the war, Japan has become rich. Japanese products are in demand around the world. But as many great men have said, a good reputation takes a long time to earn, but it can be lost in an instant. The loss of Japan's reputation for high quality became a real possibility when the Kobe Steel scandal broke. Kobe Steel produces steel, aluminum, and several other materials that are used by Japanese and foreign manufacturing companies. It was discovered that Kobe Steel had been faking quality control data. Inferior steel, aluminum, and other materials had been sold to over 600 companies both in Japan and abroad. Authorities found that this false reporting had been going on for 40 years or more. The impact on other Japanese companies has been profound. Automakers Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Subaru all have used Kobe Steel output. Kobe Steel materials have also been sold to aircraft and automakers abroad as well. So there is not only the question of quality, but there are safety concerns as well. The customers of Kobe Steel have grave concerns for the quality and safety of their own products because of the criminal falsifying of quality control data and have had to re-examine their own products. Above that, Japanese manufacturers are also concerned for the overall reputation of goods made in Japan. If overseas customers lose faith in Japanese standards of quality, it could spell disaster for the Japanese economy. Kobe Steel betrayed its customers and its country. Maybe the company officials could get away with selling inferior products because of Japan's good reputation. In the past, they had been caught doing similar things and had promised not to do it anymore. Can anyone believe them if they make the same promise again? It seems that previous punishments were ineffective. Should the government share in the blame? After this scandal came to light, questions coming from abroad expressed concerns about the standards of quality in other Japanese companies. How to prevent such problems should be a priority for Japanese businesses as well as the Japanese government regulators. Otherwise, the Japanese may be seen as having become too rich and lazy to keep the hard-earned reputation for quality that they gained from the blood, sweat, and tears of their parents and grandparents.